The color of Boston has changed since the city last elected a new mayor. No longer a city where white residents make up the majority, the next mayor, nonetheless, will be a white male. This fact provides an opportunity and a challenge to Marty Walsh and John Connolly. How can they attract traditional minority voters at a time when communities of color make up a majority of city residents? Immediately after winning the preliminary, Walsh began speaking about diversity and equality.
But let's not forget, this is also a race about who we are, a race about values, about whether Boston will be a city for all its people in every neighborhood, not just some.
To win, Walsh is banking on a slew of endorsements from the most popular and powerful minority politicians from yesterday to today. The latest, former mayoral candidate Mel King, who endorsed Walsh this week.
People have talked about the Good Samaritan and how important that is in our cultural, religious stories and history. But here's a person who actually lives and practices it.
Walsh has worked hard to secure the endorsements of three of his opponents in the preliminary election, Charlotte Golar Ritchie, Felix Arroyo, and John Barrows. Walsh's latest ad features statements from all three.
Marty understands the struggles of working people because he's lived it.
Marty is committed to making sure that everyone in our city has access to opportunities.
Marty is the only candidate that can bring everyone in Boston together.
Together, those three candidates won over 30% of the vote in September's preliminary election. But can Walsh convert that support to his column on Tuesday? Felix Arroyo believes he can deliver his base to Walsh.
We've been phone banking our supporters. We've been canvassing and door knocking them. And for the last week before the election, we're going to go back out to their doors and call them on the phones. And those who have said that they would also support Marty, we're going to remind them of Election Day and make sure that they have a way to get to the polls. And if they need a ride, we're going to give it to them.
Knocking on doors is one way to get elected in a close election like this one. But the impact of endorsements is not always a clear pathway to victory. WGBH News political contributor Peter Kadzis says that's because not all endorsements are equal.
The Cape Verdean community, for example, I think will tend to vote more or less in unison. And I think John Barrow's endorsement, as a result, is worth more in his community than Charlotte Golar Ritchie's is in the African-American and Black community. Felix Arroyo, it's mixed. But again, the Hispanic community is newer to voting than the African-American community. And I think the newer you are as voters, the more susceptible you are to taking suggestions from community leaders.
While Boston now has more residents of color than white residents, it doesn't necessarily translate to who ends up voting. In September's preliminary, for instance, many black voters sat it out. In all of the majority black precincts, turnout was just 13%, much lower than the citywide average of 31%. And although there are about 100,000 Latinos in the city, less than half are eligible to vote, either because they're new immigrants or they're under 18. Then there's an enthusiasm challenge. Alejandra Cinquien is executive director of the Grupo Iste, which endorsed Arroyo in the preliminary and is endorsing Walsh in the final. Cinquien says nice things about Walsh, but her eyes light up when she talks about Arroyo. She says she put her blood, sweat, and tears into that race.
We worked day and night to get Felix elected. So, you know, when he didn't go through, or when John Barrows didn't go through, or Charlotte Golar Ritchie didn't go through, those of us who were in those camps and were fighting, you know, really hard to get them there, it was hard for us.
Cinquien thinks it will be more difficult to energize Latinos in the final election than it was in the preliminary. But Walsh isn't giving up. He's working hard to make inroads to voters of color. At black churches, on Caribbean radio, meeting with minority business owners. Plus, he's been distributing Spanish language literature and is running ads in the newspapers El Mundo, El Planeta, and on Univision. In a recent appearance on the Sons of Africa radio program, Walsh spoke about unfair incarceration.
A majority of the people that are arrested in Massachusetts are under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Right.
And they end up in jail when they really should end up in a treatment program.
Exactly.
At a forum at Roxbury Community College, Walsh spoke about breaking down racial barriers in schools, business, and government.
And as mayor of the city of Boston, I'm going to make sure not that I just work with the building trades to change the face of the building trades or change the face of organized labor or change the face of the business community, but I'm going to start by changing the face in City Hall.
Walsh's opponent, John Connolly, is also making an aggressive bid to win over Black and Hispanic voters. So who will have the edge in the battleground communities of color? WGBH's Peter Kadzis says no one knows.
We haven't had a real live mayor's race for 20 years in Boston. This is going to tell us a lot. I mean, the minority communities, all of them in Boston, supported Mayor Menino. This is the first time these communities have had to make a serious other choice.
I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.